This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom hunts down bike thieves and TSA talk. It's coming up right after this.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
And it's Donnie Baker. Now that the days are heating up, a lot of people want to cool off down at the public swimming pool. So here's a few tips on how to behave at a crowded pool so you and everybody else has a great time anyways. First off, man, never leave kids unattended. I mean, this ain't a bar. Number two, it's okay to wear those nose plugs, goggles, and water wings if you're not sure of your swimming ability and are sure that you don't mind looking like a total spaz. I swear to God you do. You guys remember Billy Crothers?
No.
Man, he used to do that. 3 or 4 swimmies on each arm, a life vest with an inner tube and flippers. We used to throw him in the deep end and he'd pop up before his knees got wet. I swear to God he did. We called him Billy the Buoy right to his face. Number three, when there's lots of people around, don't even think about doing a cannonball without first yelling, cannonball. You have to yell cannonball before jumping in. It's state law. Also, man, there ain't nothing wrong with your buddy asking you to rub sunscreen on his back. Huh? Just like there's nothing wrong with you carefully leaving certain areas untouched so that the word homo is spelled out in big red sunburnt letters.
Yeah.
Also, the area around the pool is always wet and slippery. Everybody knows it. Never run unless you're carrying a bottle of beer and need to get back to your lounge chair before it gets warm. And finally, stay out of the shallow end. Because that's where little rugrats and old people hang out. Man, it's just a swamp full of urine and Band-Aids anyways.
Oh.
Don't be afraid to have a little fun at the pool, man. I ain't talking about the Baby Ruth bar. Man, that trick's been done before. Uh-huh. Be original. You ever seen A1 sauce underwater? I mean, it's just enough to make people wonder without shutting the pool down. I swear to God it works.
Oh,
here's my favorite. Drop your trunks, put some goggles above your junk, and do the backstroke. You won't get busted, because from a distance it looks like synchronized swimmers. I call it the porkle snorkel. We got it on tape. Hey, Randy, if you're going to the pool after work, you better let me rub some sunscreen on your back.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Donnie.
I gotta go.
All right. It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
How's is everybody?
How's is good.
How's it going? Hi, Tom.
How are you? An adventure I'll tell you about in a second.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Oh, I love your adventures.
On vacation?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It will never, though, top the time you stayed at the hotel. But two things were, they were dredging the beach or something. They had heavy equipment out on the beach.
Yeah,
the loggerhead turtles.
Yeah, the beach was closed.
And your room had tennis balls in the pillows on the bed.
that was many years ago.
That was bad. The best.
No, this is something else.
Okay.
Something different. I was at a beautiful beach town on the panhandle of Florida.
It's called Beach Town.
Highly recommended. It was great. We rented bicycles.
Oh, you did?
And you can ride bikes. Willie will tell you. You could ride bikes all over the place. It was terrific.
Is this the whole fam-damily?
Yeah, man.
All right.
So first day we wake up, and the little girls' bikes are both stolen.
Oh, no.
Gosh.
So I go down
what?
To the... Yeah. So I go down to the place where rented the bikes, and I said, hey, look, the bikes were gone. And they go, okay, well, you know, be on the lookout for them. All the bikes have kind of a little collar on them. Little like a paper, like when you get a wristband.
Right.
Look for, if you see a bike without that, it might be one of the stolen bikes. And then they give me the code numbers that's on the handlebar of the bike.
All right.
So the next day, I'm having coffee and I see two young punks come up and they have a couple of bikes. And I go, these look like the kind of jackasses that would steal a bike.
Right. you can spot them, can't you?
And I've got the code numbers.
Yeah. Right.
Expert profiler. Yeah.
So I...
here we go.
I go up, I'm looking at the bikes. One of them code matches.
No way.
And there's no collar on the thing. I go, this is one of the bikes I rented.
Huh? Yeah.
So the two kids come out. I go, where'd you get this bike? Oh, whoa, and I, okay, and then all of a sudden...
All right, punk!
These two kids hop on the bikes and take off.
Oh!
So I take off after them.
Yeah!
Oh,
your dad's in pursuit!
Clint Eastwood.
You guys, the whole week, I'd be like, hey, we're going to go get a cup of coffee. Do you want one? And no, I'm about to go to this neighborhood. I'm pretty sure there's a couple of bikes in there, so I'm going to go check this out myself.
So, and right out of a movie... You know, I'm chasing these two kids on the bikes.
Are you yelling anything or are you just
No, they got a good head start.
Okay, all right.
I've chased the kids on the bikes. And then, just like in a movie, I've chased them for about, I don't know, 3/4 of a mile. And just
are you on foot?
No, I'm on a bike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But there are a lot of people on the sidewalks. We were all weaving all right. in and out.
Yeah. Did you knock over a fruit stand?
Yeah.
This is so weird. This is the exact same plot of Beverly Hills Cop 4. Isn't that interesting?
This big truck pulls in front of me, so I lose sight of it.
Oh.
But then...
Please tell me you hit a fruit stand next.
So I keep going, and then the road bends, and I don't see him. So I'm thinking, okay, I'll bet they went into one of these condo complexes.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
So I turn around.
Yeah.
First condo complex I come into, I see one of the little punks.
Yeah.
Looking out like this through the bushes, looking to see if I caught him.
Through the bushes. Wow.
Now, when you say little, you mean late teens?
I'd say...
Like 12.
12, 13.
Yeah. That's okay. They have a little toothbrush haircut where they get a perm in the front.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Those kind of kids.
So I go back, grab Kelly, get the car.
Oh, hey.
Ooh, that's good.
And it's one of those gated places you can't get into. So I call up security at the place, and the guy lets me in. And he goes, oh, yeah, we had two guys trash the tennis court last night. It's probably those two kids.
Oh, these punks.
One of the custodians has said there were a couple bikes parked behind the tool shed. We go, and by God, there's the bike.
Nice.
And another stolen one. So I loaded them in the car. Took them back.
Very. We're still missing one of your stolen bikes.
Yes,
though.
Which I had to buy, by the way.
Oh!
After you did all that work and brought them their bikes back?
Yeah, that's. Yeah, Kelly said, wait a minute, we should trade them the one we brought back.
For... Yeah, no kidding!
Yeah, come on.
So I bought myself a bicycle.
They charge you for the bikes?
Yeah.
That's baloney.
They also charge you for the bike lock that the girls didn't use. So.
Oh.
They didn't lock them up?
Hmm. No, I didn't. The two young punks weren't around.
But your girls learned a lesson. They should lock up their bikes.
Well, did they?
No. Nope. Daddy's a badass.
They didn't learn anything.
Nope. They didn't learn a damn thing.
You know what I learned? I learned that I slept in on vacation. All of this happened before I woke up.
Yeah.
I just came down and my dad was like, Willie, I got you a coffee and I caught a criminal. Great morning so far.
That's great.
Did you catch him and then go?
No, they were... They don't
long gone?
It was a huge condo thing. So, but okay. Yeah, in retrospect, I should have just immediately called the cops.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have done anything.
Oh, yeah,
they would have scared the bejesus out of those two kids.
I wish, though, just...
couple of sand rats.
I just wish that some, like, bike cop with a pencil in his ear... Because it's like a little vacation town. There's not a lot of serious crimes going on. Just one guy that loves his job. I wish he would have shown up. We'll get this on the case, Mr. Griswold.
The
we'll
Barney Fife Beach guy?
Yes. I wish he would have been there to help us out.
Yeah, but, yeah, they bikes get stolen constantly down there.
Oh, you know, really? Pat, I called them sand rats, thinking that I was making up a term for, like, beach punks.
Sure.
But your laugh reminded me that it sounded way worse than
yeah.
I
yeah. You could have gone, like, you could have gone deeper.
Like something Schwarzkopf would have said.
Yeah. we know where they're holed up. Ho, ho, ho!
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of trailing, I have a technical question.
Mm-hmm.
It was, we flew out of the Panama City airport on Saturday, and I timed it. We were in the TSA line for 1 hour and 29 minutes.
No, you weren't.
What?
I was. You were in it for about 45 because I got in line. You didn't. And then you just got in line with me, which I hated. We did not invite you.
He's the dad.
No.
Dads get to do that.
Security skippers. And then everyone in line hates me because I let this fool in with me.
You're blood relatives. It's legal. But so I timed it, though, from when you first texted me going, the line is unbelievably long.
Come get in this line.
Get in the line now.
Around. I don't know what you're doing, but get in line.
Were you getting your shoes shined?
No.
You love that.
But yeah, I bet I was wearing tennis shoes. The point is, it literally was 1 hour, 29 minutes. And I appreciate the TSA. I know they're working hard. Is there an app that tells you... If there isn't, there should.
Yes.
You could
yes.
look up an airport and says how long TSA is.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. Well, no, I know for sure Austin has one. I've never had to check it anywhere else. I've
because a lot of people miss the plane. The plane was not full because they you get on the plane, this is going to be a full plane. Well, it wasn't because people were waiting in line for
how
an hour.
How many times have we told you TSA pre-check? It's easy to get.
I have it, but I didn't have it for one of my daughters.
That's, I don't know if I like this TSA pre-check.
Wouldn't
I don't
they
like
let it. Her go with you, even if, because she's a minor,
no,
she's young.
They won't. No, but the larger point is, if you're going to have a TSA line that long, they need to warn you, because you get a thing from the airline that morning going, hey, blah, 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 you want to buy a drink now, blah, blah, blah. Why don't they have a thing going, hey, by the way, typically in a Saturday, the TSA line is an hour and a half long.
Yeah, well, we are
You got to get
bad.
There.
Yes, but... Were you late to the airport? Were you
no? Early usually.
I knew you'd object to it. Of course,
I heard some dawdling story over here about where were you and
he was just checking a bag, but I did leave it anonymous because I wanted you to make the shoe shine joke. I knew that was on the table. No. I just left it in the.
I travel with a tiny little briefcase of like three pairs of pants, but I had to check the girls' bags.
Ah,
but it was literally 1 hour, 29 minutes. I've got it.
That's rough.
And I'm not being critical. I'm just saying, is there a way to warn you? Shouldn't the airline coordinate with TSA going, hey, by the way, if you're flying today, typically in a Saturday, the line's an hour and a half long.
I would think there would have to be. That would be the number one question asked.
Is there an app you can go to where you check it, whatever it is, Austin Airport, TSA current wait is. And they do it at Disney World. They do it at Disney World for the rides. There were a lot of very pissed off people that did not get on that airplane.
I mean, I've wanted this for years, but I want it pointing at Taco Bell drive-thrus so I know which one to go to on the way home.
My TSA app. It'll quickly search items you can bring with you through checkpoints, check the delay information at your favorite airports, check how busy the airport is likely to be on a specific day and time.
What's it called?
It's called My TSA.
Okay.
It's got a picture of a frowning person on the front.
It just tells you, hey, throw it away. Don't bring it.
I also got the full HJ search.
What do you mean?
Oh.
I got the full pat.
Because I've asked for that. Never got it.
over the waistband handy? The whole thing?
Is that why they're so mean to you?
I got the whole thing.
Yes.
I think they do it because they look, okay, look, here's an older white dude traveling with little kids. This guy there's zero chance he's a terrorist, but this way they could go, hey, look, we're not racial profiling. Look, we just searched Jed Clampett over there with the two little kids.
Yeah.
His two little grandbabies.
I get that all the time. I get the pat down all. And
Andy got it.
My dad explained
too.
It to me. He goes, what? Dude. You're a single guy flying alone
with a beard,
and you're he doesn't agree. My dad didn't agree, but I'm sure I'm on some list because of the movies I watch and the books I read
and the manifestos you send.
You know, I hope they are reading this. I make many salient points about the world.
Some guy in his sub basement at the FBI, like, this guy's nuts.
So this pre-check thing, this TSA pre-check, yes. You essentially, so if you have $60, you don't have to be checked for bombs anymore?
Yes.
That's essentially the crux of it.
And you got to meet somebody at UPS.
Well, first of all, it's $80.
Yeah,
and
first secondly, yeah.
You still have to go through. It's just a faster
It's a shorter line.
$80 a year?
80 for five.
5 years?
Yeah, it's good for 5 years.
All right.
Then you got one more password to memorize. It's too much of a pain in the ass for me. one more password I give.
Already on your ticket when you go, you just show it.
Yeah,
you
have a TSA. Well,
nevertheless,
number.
I'm just wondering, so does that thing tell you if you log on to that other morning, it'll say, hey, the line's is typically an hour and a half long?
Yes. This is one of those things where you keep asking us the same question and we keep answering
she told me it tells you what
delays there are.
I was in a security line.
Is that flight delays or
no, both. It's line
both.
Delays.
It's both.
Too.
For an hour in the line, he kept going, you know, there should be an app where you can look this up. He's been on this for days now. We can't get rid of it.
My TSA app.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So now you'll go online yourself and you'll announce to the room during the commercial, here's that app I was wanting to know about. I want everybody to know I found it. So here it is.
I'm just saying the HJ was pretty good.
Well, that's good. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's exciting.
When I was waiting in that line, I was scrolling on my phone and TSA has a Twitter and they were doing like some like, oh, hey, when TSA has to come explain why peanut butter's a liquid, and it's a meme with LeBron holding the flag.
Oh, that's funny.
And I'm going, you don't have money to hire a 22-year-old social media advisor. Get another person in the line. Also, why are the rules different in every place? The laptops, the shoes. Why are you yelling at me? I don't work here. You work here. You're not my supervisor.
I know.
I have no idea what's going on here. Yeah.
That's my biggest problem with it. Quit treating us like we're a-holes.
Yes.
I'm not a piece of garbage.
And well, but you kind of...
Yeah.
They started. I get in line with an open mind every time.
Every time.
Like, I am ready to be friendly to this person.
You don't have any preconceived.
And they look at me like, what are you doing here?
You idiot. Why'd you take your...
Like, I'm sorry you chose this path in life. Don't take it out on me.
Try going through TSA with comedian Drew Hastings.
Oh.
No, see, that's the... He and I both would end up in jail because...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd be his. Yeah. I'd be his hype man.
Yeah. He's way worse.
Flavor this is against our rights.
Yeah, I literally have deliberately stayed 80 feet away from him when he goes through because I hear it comes.
Yeah, I'm not that guy.
If you want to see it, open it up, buddy. Oh,
I do know that is a tough job, and so I'm just quiet the whole time.
So what is with the shoe thing? I'm confused.
It's a shoe
different.
Bomber.
It's different at every airport.
Yeah, yes.
Sometimes shoes
it,
on.
It
sometimes.
Does seem like different airports have different criteria.
They do, and they admit it.
And here's my solution to this. Uh-oh. The guy that they caught with the shoe bomb, burn him at the stake publicly at an airport tarmac. Prime time. If you do this, we're going to burn you alive. Because I do believe in cruel and unusual punishment.
How did that guy even survive the flight? If I were on a flight and I look over and some guy's trying to light his shoe, I'm going, who else is beating him up until he's dead?
Am I the only one? I want to fight a guy if he puts his chair back.
If they don't want you to put your chair back, don't let the seats be able to do that mechanic.
No chair back.
No.
Boo.
You can do it, so you should be able to do it.
No.
No.
It's a prick test. That's what they're doing. On this flight is
a prick?
If you,
that's
if
why
you
I that. Fly first class. You can push the seats back.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. First Class.
That's right.
You're getting gum in your hair.
It's got to be so awesome.
even in first class, if I put the seat
you're
back,
gum
and
on your hair
still 6 feet well, away from you, you're going to say I'm a prick.
I have okay. a similar rule, Pat. It rhymes with gum.
It's because you didn't get the H.J. in line at TSA.
Yeah, it's put it in my hair? You put it in my hair? That's hot.
Just protein, yeah.
That's hot, yeah.
While you're watching something about Mary on your phone, coincidentally enough.
Okay. Don't you love though when the person next to you gets hot coffee and then when the plane, the turbulence hits?
Yeah. You realize that's friendly fire is a thing. You know, I'm going to get some of that too, pal.
You couldn't wait. Or the person that gets the incredibly smelly, gigantic sandwich that
I
they
love
bring
that.
On the plane.
Oh, no.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.